From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A joint rescue mission by U.S. and Iraqi Kurdish fighters frees about 70 hostages. Officials say the operation in northern Iraq was launched in response to information that the hostages faced imminent mass execution by Islamic State militants. One American serviceman was fatally wounded in the mission. Former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton was questioned Thursday by a congressional committee investigating the 2012 attack on the U.S. consulate in Benghazi, Libya.
Despite all the previous investigations and all the talk about partisan agendas, I'm here to honor those we lost and to do what I can to aid those who serve us still.
Clinton spoke in measured tones about the deaths of Ambassador Christopher Stevens and three other Americans at the consulate. Committee Chairman Trey Gowdy said questions linger regarding the government's actions before and after the attacks in Benghazi. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry voiced a cautious measure of optimism that a solution can be found to defuse the current wave of violence in Israel and the West Bank. Following a four-hour meeting Thursday with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Berlin, Kerry said some proposals may be put on the table in the coming days that will have an impact on stopping the unrest. He said he plans to raise the proposals with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas and Jordanian King Abdullah during a meeting Saturday at the Jordanian capital. At least 2,000 South African University students and supporters crowded into a Johannesburg city block Thursday. They're demanding the ruling ANC party deliver on a promise of free higher education. The demonstrations have been going on for more than a week. This is VOA News. U.S. President Barack Obama says he wants to deepen ties with Pakistan. Mr. Obama made the remarks during a meeting Thursday with Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif at the White House. Mr. Sharif noted the depth of ties between the two countries. Mr. Obama is expected to press Mr. Sharif to revive peace talks between the Afghan government and its former hardline Islamist rulers, who have continued an insurgency since being overthrown by U.S. forces. Officials in Pakistan say a suicide bomber killed at least 10 Shiites and wounded many others in a remote southwestern region. The violence occurred in Bolan district of Balochistan province. Economic reports released Thursday indicate the U.S. job and housing markets are improving. The number of Americans signing up for unemployment compensation hovered near a 40-year low last week. The report may be evidence that the U.S. domestic demand is strong enough to offset weak overseas markets. The presumed next Speaker of the House of Representatives, Republican Paul Ryan, could be elected next week, days before a momentous deadline to avoid a potentially catastrophic U.S. debt default. Michael Bowman reports the federal government hits its borrowing limit November 3rd, and the Obama administration is warning of dire economic consequences if Congress fails to raise the debt ceiling by then.
Lawmakers of both parties agree the United States must not default. But shepherding a debt ceiling hike through a politically polarized Congress during a House leadership change is fraught with uncertainty. Will Congress attempt to pass a so-called clean bill to raise the borrowing limit as the White House demands, or a bill with stipulations favored by Republicans likely to trigger a presidential veto? The Senate could take the lead and pass legislation first, but Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell appeared to rule out that possibility earlier this week. Michael Bowman, The Capitol.
Opposition and civil society groups from the Republic of Congo are meeting Thursday with envoys from the United States and Europe to talk about the political situation in the country. The Republic is planning on holding a referendum on allowing the president to run for a third term. That move has sparked political violence. Russian officials were given international news organizations their first inside look at Russia's air operations in Syria. The Russian Defense Ministry flew Moscow-based reporters Thursday to an airbase near the coastal city of Latakia. Journalists witnessed Russian combat jets and helicopter gunships flying from the base. Meanwhile, Russian President Vladimir Putin accused the United States and its Western allies of playing what he called a double game with terrorist groups in Syria and other parts of the Middle East. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.